you like that, Ricky. We didn't take a single trick.
Fortunately, you only bid six spades, double.
Oh.
When I was leading diamonds and you didn't have any diamonds, why didn't you play trumps?
I didn't have any trumps. I thought you knew that. Why do you think I was kicking you under the table?
You didn't kick me.
Well, then who did I kick?
Is there any liniment in the house?
I didn't know I was kicking you.
Oh, I rather enjoyed it. I thought we were playing shinsies.
Well, here it is. 14,625 points for us and 73 points for you. Let's see, you owe us 14,000 at, let's see, 5 and carry 2. 85 cents. Pay him, Ricky. I'll get my purse.
Oh, yeah, I've been sitting still too long, I'll tell you that.
Ooh, I have two. Shine on Harvest Moon. What are you doing with this old tune, Ricky?
Oh, we're doing it in the show. You know, an old-fashioned June moon number.
Yeah?
Okay, sit down.
Oh, sing, Ricky.
All right. Oh, shine on, shine on. Up in the sky, high, and all of it is since
January, February, June, or July.
Hey, Fred, you're pretty good.
Oh, sure is. Let's take it from the top again.
All right. Oh, shine on, shine on, Harvest Moon. Up in the sky. Somebody singing off key.
Yeah, watch it, will you? Somebody singing. Well, who was it? Who was it?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Fred? Ethel? Lucy? Hotties, Mounties, we found our man.
You have not. I hit the right note. The piano needs tuning.
Honey, why don't you just go and sit down and listen to the rest of us, huh?
No, either we all sing or nobody sings. Well, all right then. If nobody wants to sing, I'll just sing by myself. Well, of all the insulting.
Oh, no, honey, come on. Fix us a snack, eh? I'm hungry.
No, you can't insult me and then expect me to feed you.
Oh, honey. Come on, Fred. Let's see what's out there.
Coming, Maestro.
Oh, dear, I might just as well fix it for him. They'll just get the kitchen all messy.
No, wait a minute, Lucy. I want to talk to you.
What about?
Well, come sit down. You got to help me. My woman's club wants Ricky.
Well, I'd be very glad to help them out, Ethel, but I'm not through with him yet.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, we want him to sing at a benefit my club is giving next week, and I can't get up the nerve to ask him. You ask him.
Well, how would you like to have the both of us?
Is that the only way we can get Ricky?
Never mind that. Do you want us or don't you? Well, all right.
Do you think you can get him to do it?
Sure, if I wheedle it.
How soon? I got to have the posters printed and the signs made for the front of the theater, you know.
You go ahead and have them made. I'll work on Ricky. I'll start on him tonight just as soon as you and Fred leave.
Oh, good. We'll go right now. Fred! Come on, it's getting late. We gotta go.
But I'm hungry.
Oh, come on. You can live off of that till breakfast. Thanks, Lucy, for a lovely evening.
Bye.
$0.85.
Straighten it up in the morning, honey.
Okay, dear. Anything you say. Hi.
Oh.
You know, I was watching you tonight. You're cute.
Thank you.
You sure look handsome in that smoking jacket.
I do?
Yeah. I love you.
Lucy, what do you want?
Nothing. I just love you, that's all.
Well, that's nice.
Do you love me?
Sure, I love you.
Would you climb the highest mountain for me?
Mm-hmm.
Would you swim the widest ocean?
Yeah.
Would you do anything in the world for me?
Yep.
Anything but sing at Ethel's Club next week.
I don't know what you're talking about. And who told you?
Fred told me.
Oh, that big blabbermouth. All right, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll just tell Ethel we can't make it.
What did you say?
I said I'll just tell Ethel that we can't make it.
What do you mean, we?
Well, for your information, Ethel asked me to appear at that benefit, too. I thought perhaps we could sing a duet together.
Oh, no.
Oh, Ricky, wouldn't you do it for me?
No.
But I can't...
No. No. Lucy, I am not going to appear at that benefit. Do you understand? And I don't want to hear another word about it, right? That's better.
You will?
Yes, I will. I have an arrangement that you might be able to do. I'll bring it home tomorrow night and we can rehearse it.
Oh, Ricky, you're wonderful.
Your part, and this is mine.
All of this is mine?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, that isn't fair to you.
Well, sweetheart, you are the star.
Uh-huh.
So you sing all the words that are written on your music, And I'll sing everything on mine.
Okay.
All right? Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's try it.
Come, let us stroll down Lover's Lane, once more to sing love's old refrain. Soon we must say,
Alf!
Your arms I can remain, so let me kiss you once again. Soon we must say,
Alf!
One beat again until the day we meet again. Sweetheart, goodbye.
Up!
Then you like the song?
Alf!
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? I sound like a hungry seal.
Why, honey, don't be silly. The audience will love us.
Well, they might love you, but they're going to throw me a fish. Ricky, Ricardo, you bring me another song.
Well, I am very sorry, honey, but that is the only song that I have that will fit your voice. We'll just have to forget all about the benefit.
Well, you look again. You'll be able to find me one.
No, I won't.
Not much you want. You find me another song tomorrow or just don't come home.
Hey, Lucy, look. Isn't this wonderful? Look at that. Pretty good, huh? Lucy, what's the matter? Lucy, Ricky did say he'd do it, didn't he? Lucy? The right name, isn't it?
Well, yes, with one minor change.
Mrs. Ricky Ricardo. Oh, no. And the show's tonight. You were so sure you could wheedle him.
So you can get Ricky. You still have me. After all, what's Ricky got that I haven't got except a band, a reputation,
and talent?
Well, now, let's not be unkind. Do you want me or don't you?
Oh, I don't know. It's too late to have any new posters printed, and you are Mrs. Ricky Ricardo. But it's like expecting Clark Gable and getting Hubert Grimsett.
Hubert Grimsett? I never heard of him.
Exactly.
Well, you must admit I'm better than nothing.
There, you've got me. Just what were you intending to do in the show tonight?
Well, I'm not sure. I could sing. But I'm not going to by popular demand. I could dance, but I don't have a partner. Oh, dear. Oh. I know! Ricky's got a closet full of costumes left from his shows. I'll find one that fits me, and I'll build a whole act around it.
Oh, let me help you.
Haven't you ever seen this
no.
stuff here?
Oh,
we've been saving that all of
for years.
Stuff. What a treasure trove.
Oh, I see. There's more
stuff
in here
than you can take.
Hey, here's a clown suit. This might do.
Let's see. You'll get a lot of laughs with that.
I'll say I will.
Oh, Maud.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this?
I don't know.
Why, it's half a horse.
Say, those moths were hungrier than I thought.
Hey, look, here's the rest of it. Oh, Ethel, this is it, this is it. We'll do a horse act.
But it takes two people to do a horse act.
Well, what are you doing tonight?
Me, I'm the chairman.
So?
I guess I could.
Yeah, come on, let's try it on.
Okay.
Lucy. Ethel.
Now.
Ethel.
Oh.
That's your half right there. No, sir, that's your half.
Ethel, now let's be sensible about this.
Who's a big name in this twosome? I'm Mrs. Ricky Ricardo.
Listen, Lucy, when you're inside a horse, it doesn't matter if you're Mrs. Hubert Grimstead.
I'm only doing this benefit for you. I should think you could do this one little thing for me.
Listen, Lucy, even for sweet charity, I am not going to be the back end of a horse.
Ethel, now be sensible. Who's going to recognize you? You just said so yourself.
Well,
come on, now try it on.
Oh. Why do these things always happen to me?
Take off your shoes.
Take off my shoes?
Yes.
You have to step into this thing.
Oh.
This is the front.
That's right.
Into the feet?
Yeah, now hold on to
you. Oh, if my family in Albuquerque could see me, they'd die of shame.
Oh. Speaking of Albuquerque, is it true that your father drinks goat's milk?
I only hope this fits the horse better than it does me.
Turn around now.
That's it.
There. That looks wonderful.
Are you sure nobody can tell who I am?
I defy anybody to recognize you.
Hi, Lucy. I got something for you.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Ethel.
What did I tell you?
Oh, now, Ethel. Fred had to know that that was you in that costume, didn't you, Fred?
What costume?
That's all, brother. Count me out.
Oh, Ethel.
Lucy, I stopped by the club and Ricky asked me to bring you this.
Music?
It's the number he's going to do with you tonight at Ethel's benefit.
Oh, Ethel, he's going to do it!
Thank goodness.
He wants you to look it over and he'll join you there later. He's bringing the costume.
Oh, wonderful. Underneath the bamboo tree. Oh, Ethel, this is that cute song and dance number that Ricky had in the show last year. I know it backwards. Da, 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 da. What's all this?
Oh, those are jokes. Ricky's got a cane that he taps on the floor with when he wants the music to stop. Then you tell one of these jokes.
Oh, good. I love to tell jokes. Hey, rehearse them with me, will you, Fred?
Why, sure I will. Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Ricky.
You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater this evening.
What?
Well, a tramp came up to me in the street and told me that he hadn't had a bite in weeks.
What did you do?
I bit him. You keep out of this whirl away.
Come on, let's get to my jokes. Da, 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 da. Tap, tap, tap. Did you hear about...
No, I forgot to tell you. That's Ricky's line.
Oh.
Did you hear about the big fire down at the shoe factory?
What happened?
200 souls were lost. What a bopple!
You must be saving the good jokes for me. Tap, tap, tap. You know, there are two things
whoa,
that
whoa,
I can't...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's Ricky's line, too.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
You know, there are two things that I can't eat...
Wait a minute. Who does he think he is? He's got all the funny lines for himself. Well, I'm not going to do it with him.
Oh.
Oh, now, Lucy, if you don't do it, Ricky won't.
Well, I don't care.
Oh, Lucy, I never thought I'd live to ask this question, but will you please sing at our benefit tonight?
No.
Oh, please.
No.
But I'll be in such a mess. I told all the women...
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Okay, I'll do it.
Good.
You two skedaddle. I have a little studying to do.
Oh, come on, Fred. Let's leave her while she's in the
room. All right.
Thompson, thank you. And now, club members and guests, comes the piece de resistance. That means the best part of the evening. Mr. and Mrs. Ricky Ricardo in Songs and Witty Sayings.
Big enough for two.
My honey.
Yes, me and you. And when we're married, happy we'll be. Under the bamboo, underneath the bamboo tree.
Say, Lucy.
Yeah, Ricky.
You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater tonight.
What?
A tramp came up to me in the street and he said he hadn't had a bite in weeks.
What'd you do, bite him?
If you'll be M-I-N-E-M-I, I'll be P-H-I-N-E-D-I-N, and I'll L-O-V-E, love you, all the T-I-M-E time.
Say, Lucy.
Yeah, Ricky.
Did you hear about the big fire down in the shoe factory?
I'll bet some heel started it.
You're supposed to say what happened.
Huh?
What happened?
200 souls were lost.
Love you all the
T-I-M-E time. Go ahead.
I'm up to your tricks. You started this time. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, there are two things that I can't eat for breakfast. Lunch and dinner.
I got you. This time I got a joke that you never heard in your whole life.
Okay, go ahead, spill it, brother.
Did you hear about the girl that was so dumb that she thought a football coach had four wheels? Four wheels!
How many wheels does it have?
The use. And when we're married, happy we'll be. Under the bamboo, under the bamboo, under the bamboo tree.
Thank you.
I Love Lucy is a Desilu production.